From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary from the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
You've read, I hope, the Missourian's excellent coverage of the climate survey that was conducted a year ago to assess attitudes and behaviors of students, faculty, and staff throughout the university system. If you have, you know that the findings revealed fairly high levels of discomfort among students and discontent among faculty and staff at MU. Only two-thirds of the nearly 5,000 MU students who responded to the survey said they felt comfortable on campus. 40% of freshmen and 44% of sophomores were seriously considering leaving. 60% of faculty respondents and about half the staff said they were serious about seeking other jobs. In a couple of town hall events last Tuesday and Wednesday in Jesse Auditorium, senior administrators made clear that they found those numbers worrisome and that they're already working to change them. I think I can hear the critics saying, as they have already repeated ad nauseum, those radicals who stirred up all that trouble in November 2015 are still damaging the institution. That sentiment is likely to show up in some responses to this essay. It echoes through the halls of the state capitol. To make my own evaluation clear, I'll say that I thought at the time, and still think, the uprising by black students and their allies was both overdue and healthy. I should add that, for me, the support demonstrated by the football team and the head coach was their finest hour in a season that didn't go all that well on the field. Certainly, the survey results do reflect carryover attitudes from the year before. As the researchers who did the survey pointed out, however, these results also reflect some painful realities and some issues, such as racism and sexism, that are not unique to MU. In her comments at both town halls I attended, Provost Garnet Stokes hit on some of the important realities. For one thing, she noted that she is the only one of the four senior administrators who spoke about the survey last week to have been on the job when it was conducted. She added wryly that she has had the pleasure of serving with four chancellors since her arrival in the spring of 2015. On an interim basis, she was one of the four. She conceded that salaries are shamefully low and stagnant. She and her bosses did insist, though, that they are committed to finding the dollars for raises. After Wednesday's session, I hung around to ask Kevin McDonald a couple of questions that seemed important. He's one of the new arrivals, our vice chancellor with a job description of Chief Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity Officer. He appears undaunted and offers no apologies for his bow tie. In response to one question, he agreed that the fall of 2016 was probably the low point of recent university history. Comfort levels and morale were at their nadir, as reflected in everything from enrollment decline to the football team's record. The researchers recommend that the survey be replicated in 3 to 5 years, he told me. That would be a time frame long enough to show any impact of the changes in policy and practice being insisted on by our new leaders. A couple of facts from a year after the survey suggest that the climate is already changing for the better. Half the staff and 60% of the faculty did not, in fact, leave. And the retention rate of undergraduate students from last year to this was close to a record high. Chancellor Alexander Cartwright, newest of the newcomers, summarized, "We haven't stood still since 2016. But Provost Stokes added, "We have a lot more to do." The last question from Wednesday's audience asked whether the university isn't trying to solve what are really broader societal problems. Kevin McDonald took that one on. "A land-grant institution has to address and try to help solve the society's problems," he said. "Otherwise, we aren't worth our salt." Agreed. George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent commentary from the Columbia Missourian. I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.